Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa. Oh, and I guess Liz can't speak because I muted her.
Hello.
You're not the first. You're not the last to mute me.
I shall not be muted. Unmute me now. Hashtag justice for Liz.
Justice for
Hashtag
Liz. Oh, my Lord.
Unmute Liz now. And my name is Liz. Hi, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are we fixed to do a show with your mama and them?
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Oh, my God. That's what we're going to do over here on these airways. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Oh, what the hell. Here we are. Here we are. Yes, I'm a little, well, every show I'm a little loopy, but I think it's the time of year, getting toward the end of the semester, and craziness. You have a birthday around the corner.
I know.
it's coming up.
I think yesterday. I'm like, oh, it's next week.
Yeah, it's like, it's, yes, as a matter of fact, yes, we're going to have to, start the celebration Thursday, and then you can tell us about it on Tuesday, because a week from today is the day after your birthday.
Right.
I think last year we celebrated your birthday on the air. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe we didn't, I don't know, I'm getting my dates confused. Happy birthday, anyway, coming up. But, I'm still a little perplexed with the whole 8. I know you're going into a
4.
1?
4.
Oh. you're going into a 4. So you're currently in a 3. And it's interesting, you're going to a 4 and you're really sort of getting your ducks in a row by not eating duck. And, right?
I normally don't eat duck. For some reason, duck's not my favorite. But, just doing a little change of pace for really definitely what I'm eating. Not necessarily, I'm doing a little more active, but I'm not doing all the workouts that they're wanting me to do.
Well, you do it your way, girl, so you can sustain it. That's the difference, because you always get like, oh, and I'm not doing it right. And we talked about that the last show. So this is good. Let it breathe and be consistent. And then even when the time period is off, you could still take and freestyle and incorporate into your own thing. But like the 4, I know, is like getting your ducks in a row, getting organized and all of that. But you're sort of doing that now. But the reason why I'm saying that, kind of feel like the 8 that I'm in now is like a 9 in sheep's clothing. I've had so many explosive endings in the night. Have I manifested? Sure. Yes, I have. But I feel like I have just manifested explosive things. Mm. And I've manifested endings. And I'm like, well, if the 9... is supposed to be about endings, I'm like, okay, but why does the 8 feel like a 9 to me? It has from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of endings.
Well, who knows what you put in motion 4 years ago? You know how sometimes you say, like, I want to be able to do this, whatever it is.
4 years ago. Let me think. 4 years ago, I was divorced 1 year, because I'm going on the 5th anniversary.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, that was a tough, that was right before, that was a tough time. Yeah, I really wanted to get my act together. Yeah, well, you know what? I would say a lot of the things that were really in chaos 4 years ago have been aligned over the mm-hmm. last couple of years, especially okay. almost the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. But 4 years ago was really rough.
Well, so what I was going to say was the sometimes we say we want to experience something, we want to get some things done, and in order to do that, all the steps are needed to take. Some of them are not easy. A lot of them, it may be like, hey, like for you to say, hey, I want to go to Atlanta, but I can't, apparently I can't, I'm going to have to walk it. Okay. So, you know, okay, but you're determined to go to Atlanta and you have to walk it. You have to figure all that stuff. So then you're like, I didn't realize it was going to take so long to walk, you know, to get to Atlanta, even as much of a super walker as you are. You know, it's still going to take time, and it's not going to be easy, and there are going to be things that you haven't ever done before. But to get to where you say you want to go, this is some of the stuff you have to do.
Right.
So a lot of times we don't think about those parts of it. We just think you know, we think of the end part, like, oh yeah, because then I'll be with my friends and all this stuff. But then to get there, like you got to go through. You know, rough parts of the neighborhood, rough parts of the country. You just have, or you just have to get there. You just have to get there.
Right.
And and so as you put those things in motion. So when you reach our goals, like we tend to think of just reaching the goals. So we think of eight as manifesting, reaching goals, accomplishing certain things. Now, how you got there? That's the story.
That's for damn sure. It's always how I get there. Right,
and
that's interesting.
And yeah, so you know, it's not the journey. Oh, it's not the destination. It's a journey. So that's sort of what we are looking at. And the thing is, in every process, we go through all the numbers. You know, 1 through 9. Every day can be like, you know, one is the beginning. You know, so
you're making sense. Okay.
So what's happening is that some of the things, I would say, if that was going on 4 years ago, even 5 years ago, you. You know, you're starting to make plans based on what you're going through now or at that moment. And there was a lot going on, then, you know, you've had some big things that you wanted to experience. First and foremost being relief. And then all the things that come after that build on that. So that's why, you know, the dating part was like, okay, well, let me figure this, because you were not planning on dating at all. And
no,
all of a sudden here you are.
Ooh, hello.
You know, all
turn
of a sudden, you're on apps. You're like, you know, you're sharing your wisdom with people on you know, how to go through all these things. So you started to experience a lot of different things that brought in. You know, now you have other things that you're also working towards. So if it comes to this, then all the things that you put forth, you're like, well, now I know what I don't want to do anymore. Or I've done it.
Like no more apps.
I've done it.
The apps are on fire. Yeah, the apps are
on fire. Or you've done it and you've done it and you realize, well, okay, this is there are other ways and this is not the only thing. So you've already broadened your horizons for other opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
So what when you were saying, well, what, so this is if the eight, my 8 year feels like a nine, then what's a 9 year feel like? And the word that came the word that came to mind immediately was wisdom. It feels like wisdom.
Oh, girl. Thank you. Because I'm like, what else is going to happen? Who's going to die? What's going to end? You know what I mean?
That's what came to mind was that you. You are going to be navigating your nine in such a different way that it's not,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, as we look at even the next year, so from nine, you know, because we, you know, it's all continuous loops, so to speak. With that nine of wisdom, then the things that you're looking to start to really begin anew, that becomes a lot clearer, or it's a stronger connection. In any case, it's not like don't put yourself out there. You're gonna be flailing in another 9 year where it feels heavy and all that. But the flip side, because the nine in every number has these, you know, on the spectrum, all of them are on a spectrum, and so when we say in the personal year, it's about endings, meaning a lot of stuff that you start, it doesn't mean you won't start anything new. It just may not, it's not meant to last. It's temporary. Very temporary, more temporary than our regular way of doing things. But so it's that you don't hold that much attachment to it. And in a sense, you've kind of done that with a lot of your issue with it.
Hell yes.
with the dating aspects of things. It's like, you're really getting cautious, super cautious, and you're not putting a lot into like a strong attachment. Doesn't mean it's not uncomfortable or that it doesn't hurt or there aren't any emotions involved.
Oh, yes.
It just means your ability to step back from it and look at it from a different point of view
has
gotten stronger.
The wisdom is surprise.
Right.
I get it when you say the wisdom, because it's really been about, yes, I understand now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So,
very helpful.
You know what? I can give people ask for these types of, interpretations for numerology. For some people, it's like, it's exactly as those numbers seem to portray most of the time. And it's very easy. And then other times it's like, it's all kind of muddled. I'm like, well, I wish our astrological signs made complete sense 100% of the time also, but there's so many other factors involved.
That's right. That's right.
And, or, we have these different ways of expressing. And so I'm like, it's fine. Like, where the things that you've talked about on the show in the last year, it's been crazy.
But you're making a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I would say, I tend to spin on the positive anyway, because I can see that aspect of it. I can see where, if you're predisposed to giving yourself a hard time, then it's going to be what it is.
Right.
But just like, you'll check me with what me, being discouraged on certain things, like I'm not doing it perfectly or whatever. And then you realize, okay, well, yeah, I can relax. I'm not answering to anybody else. I'm really just answering to me.
Right.
And there's always room for these adjustments for your trip to walking to Atlanta, you'll get there when you get there. But you will get there if you don't give up. Like if you do, then okay, then you'll do something else. But then you just you stop focusing on the fact that you didn't make it to Atlanta, right? Like if your plans change, the plans change. So it doesn't behoove you to keep thinking about, I was supposed to go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story you're going to add on to that, then it's still there in your present reality. And I'm saying this because it's a reminder for me to be on board. Like if you decide to change plans, be on board with those plans.
Right.
But when you're looking at what to expect in any given year, especially as we're leading up to our birthdays, our birthday months, then, give yourself the benefit of the doubt and just allow that, some stuff is just going to happen. It's definitely, a lot of it's going to be out of your control. But the things that you can control, you got it down,
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's very helpful. That makes a lot of sense. It's crazy. 4 years ago, I would have, that was before COVID. It was probably 6 months to a year before I was randomly asked out when I was in an Uber, and then, and then Alice went down the rabbit hole. I have to tell you, like, a pattern was definitely broken, because with the fallout of any situation that I was in, like, I've never considered myself to have been in a relationship post-divorce, even though I've had experiences. I never said I love you to anybody. No one ever said they love me to me, whatever. It's really interesting. Like, I just knew, I just had this knowingness. And now but great, the pattern that's broken is that because it was so explosive what happened just a little over a week ago, thank God, I just need the extreme lessons to really get it and to interrupt and break the pattern. Every other time prior, I'd be right back on the app. Like, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to be talking to somebody else. In a month. Like, none of that. Oh, yes. Yes. If I start talking about a handsome stranger, it's because I met that handsome stranger in real life. Or not.
Right.
Or not. Because she not looking. Mm-hmm. She too busy living her life. But the relief, and then just for emerging and not dragging that energy of that explosive energy of ending something with, you know, unfortunately, a very toxic situation. I am going to label this person as toxic when I really think of, think about it. The freedom of all the lessons learned, like talk about really getting into the underbelly of what an anxious attachment style is, and not blaming anyone or anything. And what's so crazy, I can literally trace it to my infancy, like to an incident in my infancy. That's how crazy it is. So no wonder, you know, and some people go through multiple lifetimes without getting it. The fact that I'm getting it now, and the fact that I have such a full life, I don't feel any lack. I feel relief. Like I've been saying for the past week now, thank you God. Like, thank you God. Like, I'm not in an unsafe situation. It could have become unsafe. I didn't stick around long enough to find out. And it's also archetypal. Like the book is closed. Where the sociopath had the same name as my ex-husband, and then the traumatized alcoholic had the same name and initials as my God, and this person had such rage disorder. They were both musicians. And then the one with the rage disorder, who I just walked away from with my safety, had the same birthday as the sociopath. What the hell? So we are burning the book. The book is closed. You read it. Don't want to see the movie. Don't care about it. Burnt the book. And it's done. And I feel no lack or no need or no, like, really understanding the wisdom of an anxious attachment style, and also the archetype of being a fixer. Mm-hmm. So I am so grateful to these men. I am so grateful. I have to learn things in such an extreme way. It's amazing, you know, and thank goodness where I had the privilege of, I went to Hogwarts, Princeton, you would love that. I was like, oh my God, if anybody should be here, Alisa should be here. Cause you would just appreciate, oh my God, you would have just appreciated the grounds. They modeled a lot of it after Oxford. I really thought I was going to see kids on brooms with like robes on. I really did. And what's so crazy, talk about manifestation. So yes, that is definitely part of the eight, like how I've been manifesting in that regard to have such a surreal experience. But what's so amazing is that I am paid handsomely, which was so beautiful, to get on an Amtrak, to be picked up at the station. And this is the professor there, who's a collaborator and a long time, you know, friend. We're not like tight friends, but we're close colleague, takes me to a lovely French bistro before my master class. I'm like, what is who? I'm in a dress. Hello. the strongest expletive that I would say during my talk was damn. I'm like, I'm going to clean it up. Really was tempted to have a glass of wine. I had water with my escargot, which I love escargot. Girl, I had this zucchini, warm, beautiful day there, zucchini gazpacho with basil pearls in it. Mm. Oh, my gosh. And he had some beef, whatever he had. Oh, and then to be in the James Stewart Theater on campus, give my little talk, and then he's like, oh, I want to bring you back every semester. I'm like, yes!
Yes, please.
Whatever. Yes, please. Yes, please. And it just looks so good on paper. It looks so good on my bio. So good on my bio. But, you know, we know each other for 20 years. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. And I was just so relieved because that took place a few days after everything exploded when I walked away from that lunatic on the street. Like, I'll figure out how to get home. Just go to that high rise and call for the car.
Mm.
I loved that I wasn't dragging anything or just any extra energy. And what was interesting is just the visualization, like, I'm at Princeton. I'm in a French restaurant. I'm with a very, very attractive, man. I mean, I'm not attracted to him because we're friends, but just very attractive man who is a Princeton professor who took me out to dinner, not romantic, but just what it looks like, took me out to dinner. I have a gig, okay? And here we are. Unbelievable. And and all the possibilities are open. You sent me Elisa did send me some porn yesterday. I'm just letting you know. She's freaky like that. Elisa's freaky like that. She sent me some porn yesterday. Now, when I refer to porn, I don't mean porn. But I mean, I don't know, any celestial beings, pictures of the universe, the northern light, that's porn to me. So you sent me these images from Instagram from, was it Finland, I think?
Yeah, Finland.
Girl, what is that? I mean, I know it's the northern lights, but do we need to go there? Are we going there? Where are we going?
I think we have to. I was going to send you something from Australia because they have the southern lights. And this was in Tasmania, which is a place I've not been to yet.
Oh,
as part
God.
Of Australia. And they were freaky wild colors. They were great. So,
girl, I'd be like screaming and crying and doing all sorts of things. What's so beautiful about freedom, you know, and being single, it's just, you could do whatever the hell you want, which is amazing. But, oh my God, you sent me these images of how, the display of the northern lights, it would just get more intense and more intense and more intense.
Yeah.
It's like, who needs drugs? Who needs ayahuasca? Just go look at the, yeah, that
it's
terrifies
gorgeous.
Me. So many people are like, oh, that's too much. I'm like, no, no. Unless it says portobello, I'm not doing the mushrooms. Grown ass people doing the mushrooms. Get out of here. That terrifies me. No. We're not doing that. But I love that. No, we have to just figure out a destination and plan for it at some point. Seriously, we have to. We're getting closer to having that conversation. I know we are. It's going to happen because I love to travel, and I really feel like I just haven't traveled as much as I would have preferred. by this time in my life are gone to places, more places than I've gone to. But that's what we're fixing to change that. So there we are. But I love that you sent that to me.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't come across a lot of them that really wow me like that one has, because I've seen them before, but that was really
cool. Well, you've
cool
seen them in person. Hello.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That was crazy. Like, I would lose my mind. I'd probably start crying.
Maybe.
Saying, I'm ready to go home. Take me, please. Take me to one dollar, please. Take me.
Right.
Oh, my God. So are you feeling kind of different in that you're sort of modifying your diet and moving a little bit more than more, you're more like on a program now? Do you feel like a shift?
I felt the shift last week for sure. And then, you know, because my schedule is so different, I'm busier on the weekends. Had a great tour. I planned ahead. I brought some leftovers that I'd made for dinner the night before.
That's smart. Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. I mean, I didn't have to warm it up. It was.
What was it?
It was a citrus tempeh.
Ooh. You made that?
Taco. Based. I mean, it's a wrap basically. It was like, because instead
that
of any
amazing.
Type of. Any type of tortilla, you end up using mm-hmm. lettuce, like big lettuce leaves. So I bought like 3 heads of Boston lettuce
mm-hmm.
at Costco. And I'm like, I'm down to 2. I'm like, I really need to eat more of these things because they're really good. And the leaves are not as big as perhaps what the program is saying, because they want you to portion things out. But I figure what's the worst thing about eating more lettuce, you know, more lettuce
Come on.
Leaves?
Yeah. You know what? They're not there with the measuring. The lettuce police aren't like, you know,
right,
staking,
right.
It,
so
staking
the,
you
the
out.
Filling,
right.
The filling is set, you know, there's a certain amount. But yeah, you know, right. I marinated the tempeh in it was orange juice. It was the juice, freshly squeezed, right? Juice of one large orange, like half a lime. There's a little bit of cumin in there. I'm trying to think what else, but it was very easy. And if I made it again, so it's been marinating overnight because it was so good.
Ooh.
It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
So, and you're supposed to eat that with like half of a baked sweet potato. I'm like, I mean, some of the stuff is just so filling. I don't have like time for the side salad because the main dish, which is all vegetables anyway, for the most part.
That's like, so good for you. Wow.
Yeah. What I noticed though, because now this second week, the recipes are a little more complex. They're I'm still doing the vegetarian track because I realized I really like, I've liked all the recipes so far. Then,
nice.
But because I'm so full and I'm not eating that side salad, I'm noticing that my body responds a little differently. So I want to incorporate more leafy greens and maybe as a snack, just do some like little, you know, veggie lettuce wraps because I felt a big difference eating that.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
nice.
You know, and I'm trying to get better with just because I'm going to the grocery store a little more frequently because I'm like, oh, I'm out of this. Or
I think
I have a little bit of this, but there's not enough room because I have 2 other people that live with me. There's not enough room for all the stuff that I think I would need. And I realized I didn't need all of it all at once, but sometimes those are the portions. So, you know, so I might have to get creative and I'll figure it out. But I used all my, I've used a huge box of spinach and I need to replenish. But there's like another box of mixed greens salad that I never got to. So I might have to use that. You know, those are things.
But this is good. Yeah, but that's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's great, though. So you're raising your vibration with food, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Higher vibrancy food. No, that's So that's really good to pay attention. You know, sometimes you need to have that burger to ground, you know,
sometimes,
and sometimes you need to have that lettuce wrap with, you know, with the citrus, seitan. What is it? Rebuke you, seitan. I cast out the seitan out of my lettuce wrap. That's great. And you're doing it before your birthday. I love that.
I'll be doing it on my birthday. Well, my birthday depends on how things play out. I might do my treat meal for my birthday meal, or I might do it the day before if my friends,
depending on your friends,
do a dinner at their house, then I'll probably have that be my treat meal. And then on my birthday, I'll just keep it low key. But that's the nice thing about this program is I can look at the other menus. I can look at the omnivore menu and see basically the protein will be some type of, you know, some type of meat. So I've just looked ahead. I looked ahead at some of the different of the different menus, and it's not much of a difference, really. They've really kept it simple. I mean, it really is the basic ingredients, and then it's a matter of how you're going to treat your protein. So nothing has jumped out at me on that other menu that has said, oh, I got to switch it over. But I was hungry last night, and I ended up eating what I was supposed to eat for breakfast, which last week was mostly smoothies, but this week I had made some overnight chia.
Oh, I love that. I love overnight oats with the tea and all that stuff.
I was up late and I went ahead and I basically almost finished all of it, but I can do a smoothie, like a very simple smoothie this morning. And then I'm going to bring my aunt over. I think she's been wanting to eat a little bit better, she says. So we're going to have a day today where she's going to get her nails done. I'm going to get my pedicure. Then I said, why don't you come on over? Cause she always wants to go out to eat. I said, well, why don't you come over here and I'll make us some food.
Oh, that's great.
And see if you like it. Yeah. And if she doesn't, then, you know, we'll swing by and get her something else to eat. But that way she can see, what
you're doing. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she has been trying, and she's going to go to Hawaii.
Oh, good for her.
For her birthday.
Live your life.
Yeah.
When is her birthday?
May 19th.
Okay, good for her.
Yeah. So she'll be going with Anna. And one of Anna's friends. Yeah, I think it'll be a good little trip for them. And I know that, you know, she's been trying, she's always been trying to lose weight, but, you know, she just thinks, I just won't eat. I'll just eat a little bit. But it's like the stuff she eats is not exactly helping her. And it's a very small amount.
Right.
So, you know, when we go out, she tries to eat a little bit more of the salad, but a lot of the time she's just hungry. So she just eats really quickly and she eats it all. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah,
so I just want to see if she'll feel differently after eating, but we'll see. You know, she's generally liked the stuff that I've made that has been a little bit more on the healthier side. I've been having Anna try some of the stuff I'm making. So, you know, it's really surprised me with how much it's how simple it is. These are such simple ingredients. And most of it is just, it's all the chopping and the prepping. And so for yesterday, that's pretty much what I did. I wasn't able to prep everything because I wasn't sure what all the different dishes I wanted to make. I'm not, like I said, I'm not following their everyday menu, but what I'm doing is I'm just picking which dishes I think I can put together based on what I have.
I love that. I love that. See?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're paving your way. Yeah, without feeling like, oh, I'm not doing it right, or this is like that's right there. It's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Based on just, you know, your lifestyle and your job and being practical and everything else. So that's really good.
Yeah,
I like that.
They got some really nice. Oh, you know what else is in those with those tacos? The tempeh tacos, the toppings. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, obviously mashed, or you know, everything's diced up. Avocado, mm-hmm. mango.
Oh,
bell peppers, red bell peppers.
Nice.
And that's it. I mean, so colorful. It's very colorful.
So it sounds very medical medium.
Could be, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
very similar to,
yeah.
to his recipes, and so that's great, because it really is healing body, mind, and spirit.
Right, right.
No, that's good.
So, yeah, they got, you know, a couple of soups, that they've a chili and a soup that I've made. There's a lot of the chili left, but that's like nice to have as a snack. I'll do like a little cup here, a cup there. It's like, it's good.
Good. Are you feeling that your clothes are looser? I bet you're losing weight without trying.
No. I mean, it's a little bit. It's a little bit looser, but it's not like crazy.
It's slow and steady, but that's good though. It should be gradual, because then it will stay off. It should be gradual.
I think I felt it most the first 2 days, because that's what they wanted you to do, a major detox, because it was just vegetables, like, and not cooked. It was all raw. That'll clean you out.
That will clean you out. Yeah, you probably stay close to home those 2 days. Yeah.
So, it's been, I mean, and the thing is, like, I feel like my energy levels were really crazy last week, because I just could not go to sleep. And I think after being on the, like, working, my body is so used to wanting to rest the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of set in me to have at least one day, whether it's that Sunday or on Monday, to just, you know, really take it easy, not do anything. So like Sunday, I did go and see my niece. I spent a couple hours with her, and it was just, mm-hmm. I love her so much. It was just
She's
great.
So cute.
I know. She's super chatty. I still don't
magical
know what she's
child.
Saying.
So cute.
She is magical.
She's like, you don't need words. I am the queen.
I know. She's the boss
words
baby.
Words are beneath
you know?
Me.
Words are
boss
beneath.
Baby. I saw that last year. It's like almost a year ago that I went out there, because it was the end of the semester. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I was doing evaluations, right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I had to borrow your computer because I had so many to do.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
So it was a...
How cute is this child?
Yeah. I love her. And it was a good day. Thank it God. Was a good day that day to hang out with her. She was, you know, sufficiently tired, but was just happy to have me around, and we were playing. I got to, you know, I played with her. We played, and we imagined. She's doing a lot of imagination games with her. She's got this kinetic sand, and she's
uh-huh.
she does an interesting play on different types of food to make. And if you, she'll play off you too, but then she'll want to take over. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got it. You know, I understand.
Well, of course,
boss baby.
As one should.
Right.
One should definitely take over.
Yeah.
I love that.
So yesterday I stayed in. But I was busy. And I felt like this must be how every mother feels that has to, like, prepare meals for all their kids or just plan ahead.
Please.
I'm like, let me chop these things up. I was in the kitchen for a good portion of the day.
And then
I just wanted to be off my feet.
I can't tell you. Yes. Oh my God.
Chopping and rinsing, and then I'm going to use this again. I just, you know, because I would basically prepare food, eat the meal that I was planning on eating, and then after I was done, I clean up a little bit, and then get started on what I was going to do for the day or prep for the week or whatever. So there's a lot happening there.
It just becomes like routine. It's like I work all day. I go to the grocery store like at least 3 times a week because these heathens stop at the grocery store. I get home. I don't even go into my bedroom. I put my stuff down, put the groceries in the kitchen, boom, cooking dinner, like without missing a beat. That's just boom. And it just becomes this you know, this routine. But yeah, but we just, you know, we just figure it out and we navigate through that. But yeah, I'm not quite burnt out because I love pretty much everything that I do. Thank goodness, because if I didn't, I would be, you see the ashes, I'd be emerging from the ashes. But it's, yeah, I'm getting to the almost, I think I'll be done in a little less than 2 weeks, 2 weeks yesterday. Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah, 2 weeks yesterday. I'll be done, and then we'll see when they'll book me for the summer semester. But last year, because you saw how exhausted I was last year, year I just threw myself on a plane and visited you in Atlanta. This year, right after the semester, I was supposed to celebrate Mother's Day in New Mexico with my girlfriend, Teresa, and unfortunately, there's some underlying health concerns that she has. I actually canceled my trip.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. Her birthday is very close to yours. Her birthday is May 4th. And, she actually said, I really need to do a reading with you. I said, well, that's going to be my birthday present because I am not charging you. You know, you're one of my dearest friends.
Oh.
But she had eye surgery. And it was very successful. And then all of a sudden, her vision just was getting worse and worse and worse. And I didn't know this, but ophthalmologists actually have to know more about the body because the eyes are so delicate and so prone to inflammation. It indicates other disturbances in the body.
Right.
But I don't
think
this is physical at all. I don't know what this is. And we'll find out when I connect to her, when we do her reading for her birthday. But she's had all these tests. She had an MRI. They're coming up with nothing. They're ruling all these things out. They're coming up with nothing. Her vision is very, very incrementally, like at a snail's pace. It's not getting worse. Maybe it's slightly improving, but this is someone who is always moving, moving, going, 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 going. This is forcing her to stop. This is forcing her to stop. And I really pray that that they come up with something tangible that's not terminal, that's not scary, that's treatable, or that there's just some shift that she can get her sight because she can't drive now. She's an acupuncturist. I don't even know if she can see her patients now. I don't know what's going on. So I'm in close touch with her. I'm checking up on her, et cetera. But I was going to celebrate Mother's Day with her. The semester ends a few days prior to that, the week prior to that. So what I'm doing, and so I canceled that. But what I'm doing instead, I'm like, oh my God, I need to go someplace. I want to do my evaluations. I don't want to do it home. I'm really, really tired. I'm going to be burnt out, whatever. So I found a midweek deal. This is so crazy. In Atlantic City. And I'm not a gambler or whatever, but I love the ocean. I found the Hard Rock Hotel that I could care less about, but it checked all my boxes. Private beach access. There's a spa on site. There's a pool. There's a hot tub. There's all these restaurants. I could be hidden. It's family friendly. I could be hidden in plain sight. I could be there minding my own business. No one's going to even know that I'm there, and that's what I want. I don't even want to go with a friend. Like, I really want to just go by myself.
Sure.
Yes, just to do my work and to breathe and to just get a facial, do whatever. On the weekend, the same room costs $401.
Wow.
We ain't paying that. We're not paying that. During the week, the semester ends on a Monday. I'm going to go from a Tuesday, leave on a Friday morning, the Friday before Mother's Day. So if these heathens want to do anything for me, I'll be home. But, not holding my breath. $87 the first night, and $78 the remaining two nights.
Wow.
For a $401 room. Mother is going, and I will put my money into the spa. So I'll get one or two spa treatments, do 90 evaluations that will all be nominated for a Pulitzer, because I don't cut and paste. Do one for each student. I could do that over a couple of days, and I can just do my thing by myself. So that's trip number one.
Ooh.
Then trip number two. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Trip number two. My youngest is turning 18,
mm-hmm.
6 days after my birthday. So we're going to celebrate our birthday, my son, to Puerto Rico. I've never been.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And thank you, Princeton, because Princeton is paying for the resort. Thank you, Princeton. Thank you, Princeton. And we're going to go. And I told him I booked a suite with a king-size bed and then another area, a balcony, a kitchenette, and a sofa bed. He can bring a friend that I approve of, and they could stay in the sofa bed, and my son and I can stay, because we can sleep together in the same bed. He can sleep in the king-size bed with me, because I'm so small. It's like an apartment. I'm so little. It's like an apartment. And we sleep all together, so we're fine.
Aww.
And the friend just has to pay for their airfare, but then once we're on the resort, I'll take care of everything else.
Oh,
so that's going to happen on his birthday, which is the end of June, and then we fly back the 4th of July during the day, because we don't care about all the fireworks and all the craziness. If anything, it's like, I want to be home from the madness. Everybody and their cousin is back in New York. Everybody is back in New York. It gives me anxiety. I'm so not used to, like, all this post-COVID stuff. Mm. Everybody's a tourist. Everybody's, like, speaking French. I'm like, go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. So, it's just too much. I'm just trying to live my life in my small little hometown, and everybody is here. I'm still adjusting to it. It was kind of nice when it was, like, half empty, or when it was really, really empty with COVID, but now it's just... Everybody's back visiting New York. Okay, that's cute, but come on.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I'm hoping maybe, wait a minute. So then I think this 6th of July is when I could potentially be booked for summer session. And then that would end sometime in mid-August. And then maybe I can squeeze in like 5 days in Colombia before the fall session. So you see what happens when you become, when you're not distracted by some lunatic guy, you start planning trips and doing things by yourself, and you're happy.
Right.
And you're happy about it. Yeah. Happy, happy about it. And I will be visiting one of my dearest friends who lives out in Colombia. Hopefully, maybe. Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic trip. Wow.
Yeah. And then you and I have to really talk about, okay, we're really going to try to, it would be nice to do that, you know, maybe within a year or so. But you probably have to, you're going to cruise with your family.
There's
have
a
you gotten any,
cruise, my dad's still looking,
about?
He's still looking because mm-hmm. they have to renew their passports. They have to get that taken care of. So.
Oh, that's important, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not, I called them when I was watching Isabel, trying to do a FaceTime, but as always, you know, when I talk about it with Isabel, she's like, oh, Lola, Lola, and then I put them on FaceTime, and then she walks away. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. I think all the kids do that. They're like, no, we're gonna fake them out.
Yeah, I was just saying their names. I didn't FaceTime them. But, they haven't put that in motion yet. Their passport expires like sometime in September. So but I'm like, well, you know, if you want
to
get it back soon,
do it now.
You need to,
because it takes
it,
a few weeks.
Yeah.
Do it now.
So it takes a few months, you know, for some of these places. So,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So I told them to use a service that we had to use anyway a few years ago on the cruise ship. I mean, it's a lot more expensive, but.
Yeah, it's efficient.
I got it. They're taking care of so much of it. So I'm like, okay, just do it. So he's, you know, things are still on the back burner. Well, what I think they're going to do now is because our family reunion in the Philippines is set for sometime in January, like mid-January to the end of February, that he's probably trying to put together a cruise that puts us kind of does the same thing that we did 5 years ago, which was have one of the stops be Manila near the end of the cruise and then get off there. And I was already kind of thinking, because I was asking about that when he first mentioned there was one cruise that he was looking at that was going to be like forever long. Honestly, it's like it starts in Fort Lauderdale, it goes across the Atlantic, it comes back. It's basically two cruises. And you go to the Mediterranean, you go down the Suez Canal, you go around South Africa, which is partly what he wanted because he's not been. But like half of that cruise would be like 40-something days.
Oh, God, no.
The full cruise is like 70-something days. And we would leave.
Goodness.
It's supposed to leave in October. You come back just before Christmas. And,
that's crazy.
Right.
I can't even imagine what that would cost, too.
Oh,
can't even imagine.
So he was telling me this. I said, so you want to do either the whole thing or part of it, but either way, within a month, we'd have to fly out again anyway to the Philippines is what I'm hearing. And I just sort of left. I gave him that side eye, like, what are you talking about?
The famous side eye.
So then, you know, a few weeks later, now he's looking at how to incorporate that into their to the family reunion visit. So we'll see. But, you know, they always want to do something in the calendar year. So we usually go to the cabin, to the mountains with my brother and then sister-in-law, the baby.
Uh-huh.
And last year we included her parents. And that was nice. It's just a matter of finding a big enough space. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed spending time.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but it's not a cruise, but it is a time to spend with family, which that's what I think of when I think of these cruises.
Oh, that's a priority, of course.
Right. Right. So we'll see what happens with that. I had been looking anyway because I was like, yeah, what cruises would put us in the vicinity that we could get to the Philippines. Because I thought that was a great way. That was a great way to travel because you're not jet lagged. You're already acclimated to the time zone. It's not that crazy. You come in on a cruise ship, you know, you feel pretty good. So, and then the details of the reunion, like we don't know where we're staying and they just kind of have a general idea of when, but even that could change.
Right.
So, yeah. But it looks, if anything, if he decides to do that, then chances are we'll not be around for Christmas and New Year's.
Wow.
I could probably take one of those trips where you're on board for, I don't know. I could be wrong, but.
Right.
That's kind of what it looks
exciting.
Like.
Yeah. And good for him, you know, because I know that really bolsters his sense of well-being.
Yeah.
And something to look forward to. And also all of you, but your father especially, needs a palate cleanser from the cruise to Canada and the COVID and just all the challenges and all those things going on.
I kind of want him to do a shorter cruise again, but I think he doesn't like, I don't know if he doesn't like, well, no one really likes shorter cruises. But I think it would be something easy if you pick something easy on a nice ship where it's not a ton of people. I don't know if that's
right,
possible.
Yeah. It's not
but
a new,
just,
right.
Just something that is up to his standards of comfort. And and he could just be out and about, you know. So we'll see what he ends up choosing, but I've sort of been looking on his behalf. And maybe I'll throw some things out there for him. But, you know, they've been to so many places that...
it's amazing.
Yeah. He was looking at a river cruise. There were all these different things he was looking at. I'm like, all right, he's everywhere. So I will just play it by ear. and try to get my other stuff, you know, going so that it's not this crazy financial burden,
right,
you know, to figure out
right.
how to take care of everything
take all
along
that
the way.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's great, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
He needs it. It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Good for the family.
It's good for the family. It is good for the family.
Yeah. It's a, when, speaking of family, girl, speaking of family, so yesterday I'm getting ready to go to work. There's a pounding on my door. Mm. I was meditating, so I'm not looking at my phone or whatever. Girl, right? There's a pounding on my door. I'm literally, like, needing to go to work, like, in the next 10, 15 minutes. It is my ex-husband.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, this is muy interesante with the, how my life has been lately. See, this is what I'm saying. Look, this is the 8. Why does it feel like the 9? Okay, anyway, that's why I have to ask you these questions. Okay, pound. So apparently my younger son had an orthodontist appointment that my father, Freudian slip, that my ex-husband had it taken to. And, of course, he was still asleep because it was early in the morning, whatever. He walks in. It might as well have been the end of the world because he didn't want them to be late for the orthodontist appointment. Like,
of course.
The look, the wild look in his eyes, and I had not seen him. The last time I saw him was New Year's Eve afternoon when I was getting ready for a date with somebody else. And he was on a bench in my lobby waiting for my son. And I thought, oh, he doesn't look so bad, whatever. Well, he was in such an agitated state.
Mm.
I just saw this miserable old man. I never felt that he looked ancient to me.
Mm.
And just the whole demeanor, I'm like, oh my God, the state of mind. He was just like a lunatic. And I said, let me get Jeremiah. It's not the end of the world. And now here I am back to wife mode. Okay, running. Sit in the kitchen. Go sit in the kitchen. I knock on the door. I gently say, your father's pounding on the door. Get ready, whatever. Of course, my son listens to me because I know how to talk to him. I'm not screaming in the hallway saying, we're going to be late. We should have left the house. And that's what my ex-husband is doing. I'm like, honey, get ready. Your father's pounding on the door. You got to go, whatever. So then, because he and I don't really communicate, so then I say, well, I talked to his advisor. I'm in close touch with the school. I don't think he should take the SAT. We found a culinary school. He's really into that. So please handle that. And thank you for taking him to the orthodontist. And by the way, what's the status with your shares with the apartment? Because we have a co-op, and shares are in his name and my name. Well, apparently, a year and a half ago, he relinquished his shares, but nobody told me. So I've been thinking in the back of my mind that my place is at risk for it being taken away from me, or that I have to buy him out or whatever. It's been like sort of this low-grade anxiety that I haven't dealt with because of being a single working mom is enough. But I thought, let me just address this. I had it on the calendar to find out about it.
Mm.
And he said, oh, yeah, I relinquished it. I said, can you please send me the paperwork? I got the paperwork last night.
Mm.
So for a year and a half, everything is in my name. I didn't even know it. Right?
Wow.
So I leave to go to work, and I'm walking to work saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Because I'm not living with this man who is just a raging old man that's like screaming at our 17, almost 18-year-old son because they're going to be late. Like, it's the end of the world. And I'm like, oh, my God, my apartment isn't at risk for being taken away from me.
Mm.
That's manifestation. That's the 8. So I get that. And I'm not married. Thank God, to anybody. Thank God. So on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, Woo! You can send an email to LOA Blend. I know, it's crazy, right? LOABlend@gmail.com. And we are AM, United States Eastern Time. Please take care of yourself and each other and be happy if you're single. And and always let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.